Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Here we're talking about fairy tales and folk tales and personal stories and family tales and even a little music from time to time. And each story could spark a memory for you that you can share with the people that you love. Hear The Appleseed every Thursday at noon, right here on the information and cultural beacon of the Four Corners, KSJE, Farmington, New Mexico.
Ten minutes past 8 o'clock. It's Wednesday morning, the first day of May 2024. Good morning, everybody. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM, over the air, of course, here in San Juan County, New Mexico. In Durango, Colorado, we broadcast at 103.3 FM. And if you're anywhere else on the planet and want to tune in and see what we're up to, just go to our website to listen. And that is streaming all the time at ksje.com. Also want to welcome our viewers this morning because video of this program is streaming out live to the KSJE Facebook page and also to our YouTube channel. So welcome aboard, everyone. I'm so glad that you are with us because coming up today, in the next few moments, my conversation with Jenny Lee Ryan from the Farmington Public Library. We'll be talking about the summer reading program and some other events that are coming up. That and more gets underway in the next few moments right here on KSJE this morning. Then, of course, we'll be checking in with Ron Price. He has got some advice for us about some comments and also some attributes, I should say, of highly effective people. That's what I'm trying to say this morning. Ron will join me today at 8:50 a.m. right here on KSJE. That takes us to 9:06 in our classical music program, Roving with the Arts. Mick Hess is going to be here with a special 90-minute version of Roving with the Arts today because that takes us to 10:30 and right on Four Corners, our local and regional author program with Del Cherie Gladden this week. Del Cherie is welcoming author Sue Hauser about her latest book, Walter Steps Up to the Plate. You'll hear more about that coming up today at 10:30 right here on KSJE. Don't forget, we invite you to connect with us on X, formerly known as Twitter, and also on our Instagram page, in addition to Facebook and YouTube. And if you're a podcast person, you could subscribe for free to KSJE Podcasts and maybe discover a new program that you may have missed recently. They're available where you're probably already listening to podcasts, so check it out. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it is currently a sunny Wednesday morning, 51 degrees at the moment. We're expecting a mostly sunny day, maybe a little bit of breezy day at 2. Today's high 71 in Farmington. Clear skies tonight with a low of 43. It'll be sunny tomorrow with a high of 67 on Thursday, back up to 71 on Friday, 74 by Saturday. Overnight lows, as you can see, in the mid to upper 40s. Maybe the winds will pick up on Sunday with a high of 71, and then a bit of a cool down on Monday with a high near 60 degrees. I'll be back with my guest from the Farmington Public Library right after this. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, whose vision is to deliver world-class care, making life better for the communities they are privileged to serve. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so residents can live life better here. San Juan Regional Medical Center, community owned and operated, here for you. KSJE is supported by the University of Denver Graduate School of Social Work Four Corners Program. The University of Denver offers a Master's of Social Work degree in the Four Corners community. Applications for the 2024-2026 cohort is now open. Classes are taught Fridays and Saturdays in Durango. Find out more. Email janelle.dougty, D-O-U-G-H-T-Y, at du.edu or du.edu/socialwork/Four Corners. Back in Studio A this morning with my guest, as I mentioned, representing the Farmington Public Library, Jennifer Legitimate Ryan is here. Good morning.
Legitimate. Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Jay Lee, good to have you here.
Yeah.
Welcome.
So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having us here.
You bet. You bet. Things are ramping up for the big summer reading program.
It's registration day for summer reading.
Today?
Today.
How do we plan that?
Today.
That's amazing.
Well, witchcraft, yeah. Yes.
Okay, May 1st. All right.
May 1st, yes.
Here we are.
So registration is now open for summer reading.
Okay.
And we've got so much winning.
Really?
And a lot of changes that I think you're going to be really excited about.
Okay.
So registration is open today. You can register for the program.
Yep.
You have to sign up for Beanstack.
Yep.
And then it'll say, like, here are the challenges that are available. And there's
in that voice?
In that voice,
okay.
Yes.
All
yes,
right.
In that font.
Okay.
And then... okay. And you'll see, like, there's the Great Escape, which is, you know, the May challenge.
Okay.
So that counts the minutes that you read during May.
Sure.
But then you'll also see Adventure Begins at Your Library.
Oh.
And that is our summer reading theme.
That's it, huh?
Okay. So register for that now. When you register, you get your T-shirt.
That's all it takes?
That's all it takes.
Wow.
I know. I know it's crazy.
It is crazy.
And I know it's going to throw some people off.
Right.
But instead of making you wait till the end of the summer to get your T-shirt, we know you need a good quality, limited edition summer reading T-shirt
in
for
May.
All your fun summer activities.
Okay.
Yeah. So as soon as you register,
okay.
You can come in and pick up the T-shirt.
It doesn't just pop up out of your phone?
Well, a notification pops up that
okay.
says, hey, you've got a reward. In
come
that
get,
font.
Come get your T-shirt.
Yeah, come
all
get
right.
your T-shirt.
All right.
So you can come to the library while we're open, 9 to 7, Monday
can
through Thursday.
Can you get the audio file that says, you got T-shirt?
You got T-shirt.
Yeah.
I'm on it.
That'd be awesome. Okay, anyway. Cool.
So come to the library, come to the reference desk or the youth services desk, whichever one you're more familiar with, and tell them, hey, I registered.
Okay.
I need my T-shirt. And they will get you the T-shirt in your size.
There you go.
You don't have to reserve your size, just, you know, first come, first serve. If we
okay.
run out of T-shirts, we'll order some more.
So that's why you should register today.
Register today.
So you don't run out of T-shirts in my size.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And come in and pick them up. And then you also get 5 raffle tickets when you register.
Oh, okay.
You don't, as soon as you register, you're going to get 5
that's
raffle tickets.
That's for the
tickets.
Winning.
For the, part of the winning, yes.
Okay.
There's so much winning.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of winning.
Hashtag winning.
Hashtag read and win.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so you'll get 5 raffle tickets, and you can see there's 6 prizes in there. You can win we did a Melissa and Doug market for the little kids.
Okay.
We did a 3D printer in there.
Nice.
There's a Cricut Explore. There's the, you know, the Power Wheels car that we gave away last
awesome.
Year. There's
right.
one of those in the raffle prizes.
Okay.
Because we have a different grand prize for the littles.
Yeah.
And then there's a Nintendo Switch.
Okay.
So, and it doesn't matter. Everybody has the same 6 to choose from. So if you just really want to win the Nintendo Switch,
You can
put all your
that.
Tickets in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So if you've, you know, you've got
okay.
5 people in your account, you could put all your tickets in to win, like, your littlest, the little Power Wheels. It's
right.
it's a truck
okay.
of some sort. It's fancy.
Cool.
Right. Yeah. So you get 5 raffle tickets to start with.
Okay.
And then just remember, every book you read and log between June 1st and July 31st is a chance to win.
More.
Is a chance to win more.
Okay.
Yes. So you have to read and log a minimum of 5 books between June 1st and July 31st. And I keep saying that because we open up registration today.
Right.
So the kids can get signed up before they leave school. And we,
sure.
can, we can do that. But
the
May,
reading.
Yeah. May 1st to May 31st is kind of it's the pre-registration
okay.
period. So the books you're reading and logging and Beanstack will not count toward that challenge.
Okay.
Okay, so that's why I keep saying
but
that.
But as of June 1st.
As of June 1st. So you have to read and log a minimum of 5 books between June 1st and July 31st.
Okay.
And then you'll get into the grand prize drawing.
That's 2 months.
That's 2 months to read and log 5 books.
Right.
You'll
we
get
can,
5.
We can do it.
Yes. So at that point, you'll get 5 entries
okay.
into the grand prize drawing.
Okay.
Then every book you read and log after that is another entry into the grand prize drawing. So
okay.
if you read 100 books
what?
Over the summer between June 1st and July 31st.
Is that physically possible?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And you can log them all in Beanstack between June 1st and July 31st.
Right.
you will get 100 chances to win.
Wow.
How is that legal? The grand prize. It's absolutely legal.
I know.
Yes.
Okay.
So the other thing is,
yes,
as you earn badges,
badges,
you get raffle tickets, okay?
More tickets.
So if you read and log 100 books,
yeah,
basically you'll have 100 raffle tickets,
right,
as well. Those are tied to the badges. So like the first five, you get 5 raffle tickets, and then it's like you have to read 10 more to get 10 more raffle tickets, and you have to read 10 more,
okay,
to get 10 more raffle tickets.
These are raffle tickets on top of raffle tickets?
Yes.
So it's like compounding.
Kind of,
mm-hmm,
yes. So
okay,
if you read 10 books,
okay,
you will get 10 entries into the grand prize drawing,
yep,
and you'll have 10 chances, you'll have 10 raffle tickets.
For the other stuff.
For the other stuff.
Okay.
If you read and log 11 books, you'll have 11 entries into the grand prize drawing.
Right.
But you don't get your next batch of raffle tickets until 15
books.
15 books. Yeah.
I think I understand. So there's,
yeah,
two kind of tiers of prizes here.
Yes.
You have the grand prize at the end of the summer reading program.
Right.
And then you have the other prizes.
The raffle prizes that you earn raffle tickets for.
Right.
And then.
That. But wait, there's more?
Wow.
Okay.
Weekly prizes.
Ah.
So we'll do prize drawing for weekly prizes. That's why we want you to get registered now.
Right.
When
do they start?
So you'll be in.
When do they start? The weekly prizes.
June 1st.
Okay.
I believe after our kickoff carnival.
All right.
So, yeah.
Do I have to do anything to be in those?
You have to sign up for summer reading.
Well, I know. Besides that.
That's it.
Once I'm in, I'm in.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah. You're automatically in.
For those weekly prizes.
For the weekly prizes,
okay,
yes. And we'll draw those weekly. And we'll,
yes,
notify you by email. So make sure you have a good email address,
right,
in your Beanstack account.
Okay.
Now,
I want to ask you a question.
Go for it.
Because we talked about how Beanstack is really helpful for families, and
mm-hmm,
parents can sign up the kids. And so, obviously, today, they could sign up the whole family.
The whole family.
Today.
Do
in
it.
Beanstack. And
yes,
everybody gets a T-shirt.
Everybody gets a T-shirt,
right,
when they register for... Once they register for,
right,
summer reading.
And then,
yeah,
of course, they could start registering their books June 1st for,
correct,
everybody,
yes,
in the family.
Yes.
Okay.
So if you are reading to your kindergartner,
yeah,
those books count for everyone who's there for it.
The adult, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Parents, we're rewarding you for reading to your kids,
okay,
by giving you that chance to win and to complete the program and get the raffle tickets.
So if all 5 kids are listening to my story, they all get...
Absolutely.
Credit.
Absolutely.
Got it.
Doesn't have to be a library book.
Yeah.
Audiobooks, graphic novels. You can find a way to log magazines and podcasts. We're not going to question it.
Okay.
Just read something.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
I'll even let you put in the back of the cereal box.
Really? Okay.
Right. Well,
because, you know, I got my decoder ring out of the box. So might as well get something else for it, right?
Oh my gosh, you're so weird.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
And so, of course, adventure begins at the library, at your library.
Yes.
That's the theme.
That's the theme.
We have
so
a hot air balloon.
That is the collaborative summer library program.
Okay.
The CSLP.
Yep.
So you're going to see that. You're going to see the artwork and the logo. You'll see it around town. It's not,
mm-hmm,
or even across the country if you're going on a road trip.
Yeah.
And
so, I imagine there'll be a lot of adventure-themed activities this summer. A
lot of adventure-themed activities.
Okay.
So, yeah.
We'll find out more about that next month, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, but if you want to go to our calendar... go to infoway.org and click on the events calendar.
Right.
You can see all the summer reading adventures that we have.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we're adding more every day as we get them finalized and ready. The two main ones are, there's 3 main ones this year. Very exciting.
Talked about the kickoff carnival.
The kickoff carnival is June 1st. So we'll have some, we'll have like a bounce house, we'll have some carnival games, we'll have a lot of local community organizations there talking about their summer programs. So no one gets bored this summer and
okay,
everybody reads.
That's true.
Good. You can come in and pick up your T-shirt. We'll help you get registered if you're confused about Beanstack or if you couldn't find the summer reading program, you don't know. I'll be there to show you some tips and tricks, some fun stuff you can do in Beanstack. There's a lot in there.
Right.
So the more you use it, the more fun features you find in
okay,
it.
Okay.
So
cool.
So we're going to kick off the summer June 1st.
Okay.
Saturday, June 1st from
June
10
1st.
To 2. Come
okay,
to the library. We'll be out there on the line.
Right.
You can't miss us because
no,
we're big and loud. especially for a library.
Okay.
And then July 27th.
Okay.
I haven't told you anything about this, have
no,
I? No.
No,
okay.
I don't know
July
what you're
27th,
about.
We're going to wrap up the summer. We're working with the Farmington Evening Lions Club.
Okay.
And we're doing the Read and Roar Car Show.
That is a Saturday.
That is a Saturday,
the
July
Read
27th.
The Read and Roar Car Show. Okay.
Do you get it? Reading for the library and roar for the Lions Club.
Oh, get it.
Do you get it?
Okay, now I get it.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, right.
I came up with that.
All right, very good.
I'm a little proud of myself.
Okay, cool.
So if you're looking to enter a car, if you have a classic car,
right.
There's a variety of categories you can enter. There's going to be trophies.
Right.
And then, of course...
Will you put your car in there?
If only I still had my Chevette.
Oh, that would be... That's a roar. That's more of a meow.
I know.
But okay.
That's more of a...
Okay.
Actually, funny story is I did the poster, and I don't know anything about cars. I'm learning so much helping the Lions Club put
sure.
this together. And, you know, I did the first poster, and I put,
yep.
like, a stock image of a car,
yeah.
of a classic car.
Sure.
And they're like, oh, well, there's a problem with the car. And I took it very seriously.
Oh, no.
We're all Ford people.
Mm.
I was like, and I don't know what I put on. It was a Chevy,
maybe a Chevy
something,
really.
I guess.
Oh my
yeah,
gosh.
Probably, who knows?
Right. Okay.
So the next meeting, I said, okay, I fixed it. And I held it up, and I had a Ford Pinto on the poster.
Oh my gosh.
Even I know that's not what they're talking about.
Right.
Yeah. So, but if you're interested.
Third time is a charm?
Third time
for the poster?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think there's a car on the poster right now.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So, yeah, there wasn't room.
It's one of those silhouettes, image not available?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got 404 it. Not found.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but if
you've got a few weeks. Don't worry.
Got it, yeah.
You got time.
So, yeah, but registration forms are out.
Okay.
You can find them at local businesses.
Does it cost anything to enter your car
it
in
does.
The show?
It's $25 for okay. the first car and $15 for every car after. So,
okay.
raging deal.
And there it's are prizes, probably.
There are trophies.
Right.
There
for
are,
the
you know,
cars.
For each of the categories.
Okay.
If you're interested in sponsoring, I can get you the contact information for the Lions Club and Car Show members.
Okay. Nice.
But if you want an entry form, you can go to the library, go to the security desk. So that is when you walk in, it's the desk to your right. And they have printed entry forms
okay.
for you with instructions on who to contact and where to mail it.
It's
to.
Kind of across the rotunda from that central registration
yeah.
desk, right? Or info
yeah.
desk there.
Yeah, it's in the northern. It's go north,
north
but nobody knows north.
No, sure, we don't. That's
yeah, cool. Walk in the front door,
go
look
right.
to your right, and
there's
you'll
a
see a desk.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, the first
perfect.
Desk you get to
okay.
on your right.
So that's two of the big events, the start and the end
and then,
of the
of
summer
course,
reading program.
At the end of the summer, we will have our phone party.
You have to.
We have
that's
to.
A tradition.
That is a tradition.
Right.
Yeah. Ann Lincoln's going to come in. She's going to fill the lawn with foam.
Okay.
And it's just a good way to decompress after summer before you have to go back to school.
Right.
And just frolic in the foam.
Now, something maybe to keep in mind for next year, car show and foam party.
I pitched that, and I was shut
no.
down. That was a solid no.
Wash your car at the same time.
Apparently.
No.
These people who have the classic cars that have put all this work and money into them, they're a little picky about the conditions that their car is displayed in.
All right, I can see that.
So, yeah.
All right, fair enough. All right.
Fun fact.
There you go. All right,
that's
lesson learned.
I learned, yes.
Lesson learned.
Lesson learned.
Gotcha.
So,
well, cool. Well, very exciting.
Yes.
Summer reading is underway.
Underway. So register today if you need help registering for Beanstack. It is a little complicated when you first get in there, but we can help you out.
Okay.
And we are going to have a Beanstack help desk over the summer.
And I don't have to wait until June 1st to get help with Beanstack. I
oh,
can,
no, no, no,
I can
no.
Get
no.
Help
just come
today.
You know, even if you want to, because you recognize my voice and you know I'm friends with Scott Micklin, just go to the library and say, is Jenny Lee here? I need help. And I will gladly help
there
you.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anyone who's friends with me needs help. So there you
that's
go.
That's true.
So there's that.
Fun fact.
Yeah, there's another one. See? So there you are.
So you know, I was just in Disneyland with my nephew. I
you were?
For his first trip.
Yes.
He taught me a new slang term.
Your nephew
means,
taught you?
He did.
I thought
yes.
it'd be the other way around.
You well,
teach, I bet you taught
you know,
him a lot of slang terms, too.
Well, yes, but I can't say those
his
on radio.
His parents are
yeah.
thrilled.
I can't say those here. But
what did he teach you?
It's an exchange of ideas, but it's, do you know the term Riz?
No.
It's kind of like charisma. So if
oh,
something's
right.
good, it's Riz.
All right.
But if something's really good,
yeah.
It's Skippity Riz.
Oh.
So I think summer reading is going to be Skippity Riz this year.
Okay. it sounds like it will be.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And this is the, how old is your nephew?
11.
11. 11. So this is about vocabulary from an 11-year-old.
Yeah. Well, he has a pretty high vocabulary. Yeah. He picked it up from a first grader that he was entertaining while we were on vacation.
Okay.
One of my sister's friend's kids. And
all right.
He was like, that is so juvenile. But I think it's fun. It's Skippity Riz.
Skippity Riz.
So that's the vibe for this year's summer reading.
You sound younger already.
I do. Skippity Riz.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. So cool and hip.
I am.
You are.
Thank you for acknowledging that.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
You bet. You're welcome. Well, anywho, there are some other things happening at the library.
Oh, there's so much happening at the library. So May is pretty much us, you know, gearing up for summer reading.
Sure,
so we don't
do
as many programs as we usually do.
Right.
But we do have Friday night. We are having Sean Gaskill. He is a Cora player. And he'll be out under the Cottonwoods at 6:00.
Okay, nice outdoor concert.
Yeah, if it rains, we'll move him inside.
Right.
I haven't checked the weather, but I think last time I checked, it didn't look like it was going to rain.
Okay. But free concert.
Yeah, free concert with a kora player, which is a very unique instrument.
Right.
Yes.
It is kind of this West African.
It's West African, and it's like a. 58 stringed, I think it's like a 27 stringed instrument.
Lots of strings. There's lots of strings.
There's a plethora
of strings.
Skippity Riz.
Oh, yeah. There you go. And guess what?
What?
We have a clip.
What?
We have a clip.
Witchcraft.
We do. Some of the sounds of Sean Gaskill, who will be in concert at the Farmington Public Library coming up on Friday, May the 3rd, a free concert playing that really unique instrument. There's a lot of picking and grinning going on there.
There is, yes. It is going to be in the North Amphitheater, which is where we usually do our Cottonwood concerts.
Sure.
So it's kind of, because it's not during summer reading, I didn't call it a Cottonwood concert, but yeah, it's kind of an honorary Cottonwood concert. Precursor.
Preview.
To the,
something.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
With a nice shady spot.
With a nice shady spot.
Right. And you can bring your outdoor chairs or a blanket or whatever.
Bring your chairs, bring a blanket, bring your dog, hang out inside. Unless it rains, we'll have to move it inside and then you can't bring your dog.
No.
But,
but you know what? Watch the weather.
Exactly. Yeah.
But there you go. Cool.
Yeah. We'll let you know if we have to move it indoors. We usually make a call pretty early.
A little early, right.
But yeah, just think the acoustics under the cottonwood trees, lovely spring day. I think it's just going to be ideal.
Right.
So it'll be a lot of fun.
It does sound like fun. So that sounds cool.
Yeah.
Very good.
So,
what else is coming up? What else is happening?
Oh, other than summer reading, we did just start our junior market program.
Okay.
Okay. It's going to take a little break during May, but it's coming back over the summer.
All right.
So this is part of the $50,000 grant we got from FINRA.
Right.
So part of it is we're doing it's called a junior market. So there's a little market stand. It's set up in the rotunda, but it's only open for business Thursday nights.
All right.
And what it is if you come to the youth programs, you get a smart money coin, And then you can take your smart money coins and spend them on Thursday nights. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and it's a good way to teach kids that, that interaction of how to purchase things. You know, as I was just hanging out with my 11-year-old nephew, you know, he was very confident because his parents have worked with him and taught him, you know, and he just, he has his little card that they put money on.
Okay.
And he just walks up and he pays and he's like, I bought this. Yeah. But he's very thoughtful about his purchases, you know, how much money he has and how much. So it's a way to teach that.
Sure.
On the other side, kids can apply to work at the junior market.
Oh.
And every shift they get a smart money play check.
Oh.
You love it?
Play check.
A play check.
As opposed to paycheck.
Yes.
Okay. I've had some jobs that I think I got play checks. But in radio specifically.
I have some jobs where I got played.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we digress.
We digress.
We do.
Yes. So the kids that are working, they have to apply. They have to interview.
Uh-huh.
And then they can do an hour shift and get a play check. And then they can save up all their play checks for the end and buy something big.
Okay.
So the smart money coins have to be, there's like a certain color each week. And those colors have to be spent each week.
That week. Okay.
Yeah. Right. So you can't save up all your coins and then show up with, you know, 100 coins and expect to get anything.
Right.
It has to be spent that week.
Okay.
But the play checks can be saved. So that's for a little bit older kids around the tweens where, you know, they can learn how to save.
Got it.
Save up for something big.
Okay.
Once they've learned the interaction of, I give you money, you give me a toy.
Very cool. And this will be open all summer?
We'll have it all summer. Like I said, a break during May.
Uh-huh.
Check our calendar and you'll see when, if it's in the calendar,
okay.
When we're going to do it. It's usually combined with our night at the library. So you're coming tonight at the library, you'll get at least one coin. But if you come to a story time, a performance over the summer, that type of thing, you'll get more coins.
Okay.
So
very cool. And this grant has been really cool to teach kids and some adults, I would say, all about spending and budgeting, and you've had a lot of great activities about that.
Oh my gosh, it's been amazing. We've just had to do like the halfway point. It's a 2-year grant. We had to do the report for the halfway point. And we were like, I can't believe we've done all this stuff. We had a resource fair. We had a job fair. The reality fair was just so fun.
Right.
Yeah, introducing teens to that concept of having to pay bills and pay rent and, you know.
Yeah.
So
making choices about those things.
Making choices. Sure. And yeah, and we and it was just hilarious, the things we overheard, things overheard at the reality fair.
Right.
So we will be continuing that. So the summer is kind of, we focus on summer reading.
Sure.
And then we'll have some more
in the fall.
Smart money programs in the fall. With the exception of the junior market, that is just, it's so fun and it's so cute. So that'll be going through the summer.
Okay.
With a small break in May.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah.
Sounds cool. Very cool.
A lot of our programs take a small break in May so that we can get prepared for all the Skippity Riz summer reading programs that we're doing.
Yes. I'm glad you worked that in again.
You're welcome.
But yes, because it's all about summer reading. An adventure.
It's all about summer.
It begins
reading
at your library.
I didn't even tell you about the grand prizes, Scott.
Oh.
I told you the raffle prizes.
That's true.
Which are a big deal.
Yeah, right.
Grand prizes.
Okay.
0 to 7.
All right.
Can win a jungle jumperoo.
I don't know what that is.
It's like an inflatable, like, kind of playground thing.
All right.
You can go to junglejumperoo.com and see what it is, or at some point in May, we'll have it displayed.
Is it like a bounce house or smaller than a...
It's smaller than a bounce house,
okay.
And it has, like, monkey bars, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. It's hard to explain. Go see it online or come to the library and see it. We're going to have it displayed somewhere, somehow.
Okay.
So that you can see it.
Got
and
it.
And then...
What else? That's zero to 7?
0 to 7,
uh-huh.
8 to 12.
Okay.
Legos.
Oh, nice.
I know.
Okay.
That's all I have to say. So it's a table that you can build Legos on. It has the big plate.
Oh, nice.
You know, which, yeah,
yeah.
I know.
Right.
And then we'll have a selection of Lego kits that go with it.
I
know you do. Here's what you want. Teens.
Oh, okay.
Teens. a PS5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's what we did last year, and the teens logged 73% more books than they did the year before. So we were kind of like, you know what?
That might be a good thing.
It worked.
Yeah.
That, you know, only one kid won the PS5, so I'm sure there's more teens that want to win the PS5. So read and log books, and you could win a PS5.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll just hand it to you.
All right, nice.
Yeah, so 13 to 18. And then the adults, it's an Apple iPad Air. So you can use it for games, you can use it for reading, you can use it for work.
You can sell it for
Legos. You can use it for games, yeah.
You can sell it for Legos.
Sell it for Legos. Yes, we don't offer the cash equivalent.
Right.
And I have to mention a big thank you to the Farmington Public Library Foundation. They're the ones that support summer reading. They buy the t-shirts.
Right.
They buy the you know, the prizes.
Yeah.
They really support us for summer reading because they know how important literacy is. For everyone,
sure.
All ages. Yes.
That's great.
So, so when you go to the book sale, the money that you spend there goes back into summer reading. So it's the circle of literacy.
There you go. Yeah. All those $1 bags of books you bought come back around.
Yes, it all adds up.
Yep, that's true.
We know it adds up in your to-read pile as
Very
you have
true.
Your used books. But, it all adds up, and the foundation is just great. And we do have a donation bin. So if you don't want to wait for the book sale and you just want to support summer reading, you could come in, you know, drop a dollar bill in there. Every dollar counts. Every dollar adds up. And it's, you know, we've seen great success. You know, increasing the literacy in this area. New Mexico is still 50th in literacy, so San Juan County, we want to do our part to,
encourage reading.
Yeah,
right.
Encourage reading and move up. So there's the grand prizes, there's the raffle prizes, which you can see in the app when you sign up for summer reading.
Right.
And there are the weekly prizes, which will just kind of be a surprise email every week if you win.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Okay. But it all starts with the Beanstack app.
Starts with the Beanstack app. So if you don't have a Beanstack account yet, you can create one in the app. You can also create it online if you're not comfortable, you know, typing on your gadgety
phone.
Gadget. Yeah.
Right. But there is an app for iPhones and Android phones.
Yes, there is an app.
But you can go to beanstack.com, I suppose.
You go to infoway.org.
Okay. You get
and
there
there's
that way.
A blue square.
Okay.
That says Beanstack. Just click on that, and it'll take you to the library's Beanstack
the
homepage.
Okay.
Yeah. The main thing is to make sure when you create your Beanstack account, you're doing it under Farmington Public Library NM.
Oh.
And we can help you with instructions.
There is a way. There are other Farmingtons.
There are
other
Farmingtons,
but their prizes aren't as good.
No one's prizes are as good as ours. Ours are skippity-riz. Come on.
I've heard that.
You're going to get so sick of that word.
That won't get old ever.
The funny thing is I know my nephew's listening, and he's just rolling his eyes every
I'm
time.
I'm sure.
I know.
They probably rolled out of his head by now, poor kid.
He probably hurt himself. So when you sign up, there's also a way when you sign up in the app, you can sign up for just the general Beanstack app that's not attached to any library.
Right.
Don't do that.
No.
No, you want to sign up under your library or school, it says there, and then under Farmington Public Library, NM. And then one of the things we love about it is some of our previous software, each person had to have an account,
right.
And each person had to create a new account every year. This is one and done. So mm-hmm. Whoever creates the account, it's usually the mom, we call it the like driver of the car.
Mm-hmm.
So the username and the password are like the keys to the car. And then you can have as many passengers in the car as you want.
Gotcha.
But teens, if they want to have their own account, they can have their own account. We're not going to, we're not going to watch that. Because they're independent.
Right.
Exactly.
There you go.
So, and
that's
then,
how you do it.
Yeah, and then it's all there in one account.
Okay.
And then you use it year round.
Right.
So summer reading is the big one, but throughout the year we do different prizes, we
sure.
do different challenges, and there's different. You can challenge your friends, your coworkers. I can show you how to create a friends list. I know you're on my friends list and read weird things. But not that I judge. I don't judge.
Okay. All right.
Except you.
Thank
but
you. You judge my choice of cereal boxes.
I do.
You do.
Yeah, I do.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very
yeah,
cool. Now, if I'm already logged in, which I am on Beanstack, then all I have to do then on May 1st today is accept the summer reading challenge.
Yes.
Right?
So you go in and it'll say, like, here are the challenges that you're in. And then
in that font,
yes. And then it'll say other challenges, like see all challenges, and it'll pop up. The ones that you are eligible for will pop up in that list that you're eligible for.
Okay.
So I like halfway through the summer.
Yeah.
So we're doing the Smokey Bear 100th birthday, 80th birthday reading challenge.
All right.
So I made a point of putting that in there. So halfway through the summer, and I'll have more information about that. But since Smokey Bear is from New Mexico, I felt that it was illegal to not participate in the Smokey Bear reading challenge.
Yes, that's true.
So, yeah.
Yeah, very true. Okay. Well, very good. And audience, I'm going to predict this morning, you're here first, before the summer is over, there'll be a Skippity Riz challenge. Just saying that. Right?
Oh, then I have to create it.
You will.
I think you will.
I think it's going to happen.
I'm going to be so busy, like,
doing
statistics and stuff.
No, it's going to happen.
But I can call my Becky the Beanstack rep and ask her to create a Skippity Riz badge.
Okay. See? It'll happen. All right. Very good.
Yeah.
We're out of time. Sorry. I'm afraid we are out of time.
Told you I could fill it.
You could, and you did.
Just with summer reading.
That's true, but
yes, I'm so excited.
But it is May 1st,
yes.
So it's the day
today
to sign up.
Today is registration day, so register for summer reading and get your T-shirt.
There you go.
Yeah.
Get ready. And start then, June 1st.
Yes. And then get your two-read pile ready and start logging it June 1st.
There you go.
Yeah.
Very good. Jenny, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for all the work that you and the rest of the good folks at the Farmington Public Library do.
Public Library Foundation. Yeah, it's a lot of work, but it's so fun and it's so worth it.
So we really
enjoy doing this for San Juan County.
Very true. Very true. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next month.
All right. See ya.
That's Jenny Ryan from the Farmington Public Library, my guest right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.